Let's go, let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Okay, our annual Taste of Tiger tailgating coming up on Saturday. That officially means that football is here and Good Eats Kitchen, quite literally, they have a booth at Taste at Lamar Dixon on Saturday.
So you can try it before you buy it.
Yes.
So we've been telling you about the great food from Good Eats Kitchen, and they're going to have braised pork sliders. Now, I haven't had the sliders, Michelle. It's kind of like their tailgate version of it. But their braised pork, they do a pork stuffed sweet potato.
Yeah.
They take the braised pork and they stuff it in a sweet potato, which I have had that, and it is fantastic. Like we talked about it. It's things that you would never think to cook at home, or maybe just aren't really good enough to cook at home, that they do for you. It's chef prepared. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like chef meals in your own kitchen. You would never have time to do this yourself. So you can go see them at Taste of Tiger tailgating and say, I heard Michelle and Matt talking about you, so I just had to try because that helps us. But if you tell them that in the store, it helps you because you get 20% off just for mentioning Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Cha-ching!
Their retail locations, 3 in Baton Rouge and 1, of course, in Lafayette. Or you can also order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Convenient, saves money, saves time. Just try them.
Delicious.
Delicious. Try them for dinner tonight. So the Saints are wheels up. They're heading to L.A. today.
Okay.
Two practices tomorrow and then Friday. A practice tomorrow and Friday. Two total with the Chargers joint practice. So nothing really going on in Saints land today because they're traveling. LSU is back on the practice field this afternoon. But I saw this really interesting. Ryan Clark, former Tiger, now on ESPN, tweeted yesterday, I admit when I'm wrong, I wasn't excited when Joe Burrow came to LSU after losing the Ohio State quarterback battle. I was hard on him, but today he made some big-time NFL throws while I watched him at practice. I'm legit excited about what he can do at quarterback in this offense. We finally got a guy.
That's awesome.
So I know Ryan Clark well.
I
consider Ryan a friend. Obviously, he is part owner at Traction, DB Precision, and I've gotten to know Ryan as a friend. One of the things I love the most about Ryan Clark as a person is you never question where you stand with RC. Like, he will tell you straight up, like, no pulled punches.
He has good candor.
At all. Absolutely. It's one of the reasons he's great in media.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this should excite LSU fans. This is a guy who played in the NFL for a decade and watched Ben Roethlisberger, a future Hall of Famer, play. And when he says, we got a guy, he made NFL throws, that's not the guy who played for LSU that's pulling for rah-rah state, you hoping it goes really well. That's a guy telling you candidly, LSU's got a guy and he's excited about what he's going to function like in this offense. The last time LSU's had an offense like this, feeling like it was in 2013. Now, the defense didn't quite live up to it, but the offense was really good that year. But also, you can go back to look at 2011. Last time LSU played in the championship game, it didn't go well. But the Tigers averaged 35 points a game that year. They were 17th in the country, which, by the way, Mike Gundy, the head coach at Oklahoma State, said in an interview with ESPN.
I didn't see this.
Had Oklahoma State played LSU that year, they would have won the national title. Oklahoma State would have beaten LSU. Oklahoma State gave up 38 in their bowl game to Stanford that year. They gave up 37 that year to Iowa State in a loss. They gave up 30-something to ULL, 30-something to Tulsa. Hey, Mike Gundy, quit smoking rope. Keep growing your mullet. Enjoy life in Stillwater. You would have gotten curb stomped by LSU in 2011. Be glad that game never happened.